Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Games Corner. We're back with Eve Nichols, so let's get started. This is the capital. The party passed through the high defensive wall and entered the capital of El Quixote to find what appeared to be many factories as well as workers walking in and out of them. Kinda smells like sweat, but it's a lively town besides that. The workers on their way out were filled with satisfaction over a job well done as they went off towards public baths or bars. What do these factories make exactly? They've all got the same sign. Big Bucks? The Big Bucks Company. They're a huge corporation with a monopoly on the plastic market. Plastic? Okay, I know what that is. Obviously, most magic appliances are made of plastic nowadays. But most of the towns are made of factories. It's like that all over the country. Thanks to the Big Bucks Company, their tax revenue is constantly growing, which also means a growing military budget, apparently. They used to be the poorest nation in the world, though. Huh. Oh, you're finally here. I've been waiting. Whoa, Pancho. While the party was looking around the town, Pancho appeared. Perfect timing. I've already spoken to the king. Allow me to lead you to his office. What? Already? Honestly, I'd forgotten you hadn't arrived yet, and I arranged a meeting in advance. What if we came late? Well, this is rather embarrassing. I just can't think before I act. The party was uneasy, but Pancho paid them no mind and decided that everything had worked out fine as they proceeded to the palace. Uncle, I brought the guests. Pancho, you're supposed to call me Your Majesty here, remember? Nice to meet you. I'm Riche Eden of the Kingdom of Eden, and these are my cohorts. Whoops, excuse me. I'm not supposed to do that. Nice to meet you. I'm impressed that you came so far to visit. If I may ask, what's your business here? Riche explained how an organization called Snake Crest was engaging in evildoing behind the scenes and how our party was pursuing them. I see. Snake Crest? I've heard of them before. Then I'd like it if you could arrange a meeting with our kingdom about them. Unfortunately I can't do that. Huh? Our nation of El Quixote already has the most powerful army in the world. We have no reason to fight alongside other countries. But Snake Crest isn't a foe who can be dealt with through force. In this world, military might is everything, and I won't be misled by threats of war or any such nonsense. My country has the monster burrow, a real danger to all humanity. That's true. Again with a monster burrow? Well, that's true. During the Otho tragedy 5 years ago, we were the only country that didn't deploy our military. That's entirely because we have to keep an eye on the monster burrow. As such, my nation would never be manipulated by the likes of Snake Crest. I've heard that the Kingdom of Eden's port was destroyed and you're having some trouble with trade. That has nothing to do with this. When we were in a crisis, what did the Kingdom of Eden ever do for us? We don't forget easily. I'm very sorry about that. Once the uncomfortable meeting with the king had ended, Pancho apologetically lowered his head. Don't blame yourself, Pancho. Despite how he comes off, Uncle is a kind man at heart, but he has been showing his age as of late. He's also had a lot to worry about recently. So he's just in a bad mood at the moment? My family's hereditary hastiness may be to blame. If you wait for Uncle to cool his head before talking to him again, he should listen. Sounds good. Hope you can get us another meeting when that happens. Of course, leave it to me. General Pancho, there you are. The conversation with Pancho was cut short when the night ran over. What are you so panicked about? There shouldn't be any monsters coming from the burrow. A cow carriage tumbled over nearby. It seemed unnatural, so I investigated and suddenly some outlaws appeared and attacked. What? Outlaws? They would cause trouble on the king's doorstep? What insolence. They must have set a trap to turn it over and make it easier for them to attack. How dare they bring harm to our nation? I'll make them regret it in hell. Damn. Upon hearing the report, Pancho forgot about Aster, and the others dashed out of the capital. This might have something to do with Snake Crest. We'll go too. Ah, I spaced out and forgot to follow him. He can't be too far away. The party frantically chased after Pancho. Wow, he leveled up! Yay! When Esther entered the inn, he noticed a letter sitting on the floor. Maybe the previous guest forgot this. Looks like it was stuck in the door. Is it a love letter from you? I didn't leave it here. Gura-Gura is already his wife, so why would she give him a love letter? I'd still like to get one. Oh, it's from my sisters. Hold on, did I, like, cut the voices off or something? No? Everything seems to be alright. After checking the sender, Aster opened the envelope and read the letter. Dear Aster, have you been to Camelot yet? You'll find skills that'll help on your journey there. Not going would be your loss, so I suggest you hurry. Seems like you've gone through some more development, so you should be able to get yet another new skill. I'm sure it'll help. Put aside whatever you're doing and rush there as soon as possible. I see, Camelot, huh? Wait, are you writing letters to them, Aster? Nah, not at all. Huh? Then how would they know if you've developed or not? Is that weird? Alright, if my sisters say so, let's go check out Camelot. Completely failing to notice his wife's confused stares, Aster decided to go to Camelot. Hold up. Welcome. For what little time you're here, I implore you to enjoy my beautiful visage as you shop. Okay. None of my products match my beauty, but I say they're acceptable. Stare at me all you want, but I'm not for sale. However tolerant of homosexuality the world may be, I have the right to choose. I'm married. Oh, interested in my makeup, are you? I can tell you all about it. First, you want to apply lotion. Aster decided to ignore the clerk's endless droning about beauty secrets and started looking at the merchandise. I want the sword! I'll take that armor. Don't have much money now. How many dream dresses you got? Magic plus 30, damn. Could it be? I got damn near all my gold back. Hello, back again, are you? Another one captivated by my beauty. Attack plus 30. Actually looks really good. I'll think about it.
time ago now.
She gives attack and accuracy. Keep the chainmail. No more shit. Hold on, did I don't know if I gave everybody else their shit. Still got the dream dress. She's got a dream dress plus one. Sell the warrior armor. Sell the... Oh, do the kitty clothes plus one. Shit. Okay, you got plate armor. Okay, dragon scale armor. She's already got one. Selling that because she's got better shit, okay. Get a witch dress for her. That's about it. Sorry guys, this is that part of the game where you do this shit. Late at night, in the room where everyone was sleeping, Aster let loose a maniacal scream. Ah, who is it? Aster. Oh, it's just Gura-Gura. What is it, Gura-Gura? A bit embarrassed, Gura-Gura covered her face. Can we sleep together? Yeah, of course. Yay, thank goodness. Oh, but, I'm kinda occupied at the moment. I knew it, you don't want to sleep with me. That's not really it. Don't get the wrong idea, Gura-Gura. He means this. Ramius appeared from behind Aster, totally naked. Heh, you see, I got here first. For some reason, she was mildly proud. We were just about to do it when he reflexively said you could sleep with him, so now he doesn't know what to do. Yeah, sorry, that's how it is. Oh, I'm glad that's all. I thought you might hate me. I never hate you. Oh, but if you're sleeping with Ramius, what should I do? Heh, there's a simple solution to all this. A threesome, Ramius declared. Since all of us at once? But are you sure? We're a family. Is there a reason not to? Is that how your family works, Ramius? Yeah, that's a brilliant idea! Okay, then I can do a threesome. Flash! Suddenly the lights were turned on. You guys, we're getting up early tomorrow. No sex tonight. I'm trying to rest up. Isn't that what you told me? Ah, I'm sorry, Riche. You can join in, Riche. Oh, a foursome. Nice idea. Oh, wait. Don't yank my arm. Aster thoroughly enjoyed feeling his family up close. Nope, there's no CGs for that. I know you're all upset. I'm sorry. What do you want me to do? Got anything to say, Aster? Yes, I'm sorry. After having sex until morning, Riche was making Aster sit on the ground. Ahem. I know you love sex, Aster, but there have to be limits. There's a such thing as a right time and place. But you enjoyed yourself last night too, Riche. Ramius, have a seat next to Aster. Okay. Riche, it's about time to check out. Ugh, no way are we getting charged extra. I can finish the lecture while we walk. Everyone, hurry up and get ready. Whoa, it's this time already? Girl watched her lively family and couldn't resist smiling. Well, my God, was that interesting. That's what happens when you got three wives and they're trying to figure out what the hell to do. And he's like, we'll just have a threesome, a foursome, a fivesome. Good Lord. The Kingdom of Elkiode is a rainforest nation, as you can see. Not as hot as Lancelot, but it is uncomfortably humid. Skirts get stuck to your legs, so it's not easy for us girls. Aster learned about Elkiode, but all he remembered was the girls' beautiful legs. I'm sure. The current king is Ben Quixote, a descendant of the famed founder of the country. He's not especially great or anything, but I'm enjoying life at the moment, so I guess he's a good king. Well, hey, I mean, ain't that the way to be? Well, my life isn't so bad, so he's gotta be a good king. War here and there, a couple dead people, maybe some money laundering, you know, some fuck shit here and there. It doesn't matter, my life is good. I'm sure he's a great king. Aster got the impression that the public didn't hold very strong opinions about most things. Apparently they don't. This country's the location of the monster burrow. I wouldn't approach it lightly. It's terrifying. So terrifying I might wet myself. Aster silently pointed to the bathroom. Know about the Kalar curse? They say anyone hit with it dies. It's all rumors, but that doesn't make it less scary. Also, ghosts and phantoms and yokai are scary too. Walking through hallways at night is frightening. Aster thought the guy was far more scared than was healthy, but said nothing. It's actually supposed to be yokai, not yukai. Weird that I'm actually noticing a typo in a Japanese word. Been playing these for too long, right? Hardly anyone comes here to pray, so it's rather quiet. That's why I used the church to study for tests. Astor was struck with the impulse to point out that the man wasn't praying there either. Huh? Are you a churchgoer? Whoa, what should I do? The churches in this country are always empty, so I was planning to bring my girlfriend here. Oh well, guess we can do it in the forest. Astor responded that he didn't mind, but the man was already amped up to fuck outdoors. Okay. I'm a field hunter. I make my money by collecting treasure chests sitting in the field. If you're just moving between two places, there's no problem taking the safe route, but you won't find anything that way, and it's not fun. The good stuff's not sitting on the side of the road. Even if you've adventured somewhere before, if you explore more thoroughly, you might find something you missed last time. Astor heard some helpful adventuring info. The field menu's got a helpful shortcut function. You can set up to 4 options to appear as buttons while you're exploring the map. Everything's so convenient nowadays. Astor heard some helpful adventuring info. A lot of monsters are weak to specific types of attacks. If you take advantage of those weaknesses, you can turn battles in your favor. How do you figure out an enemy's weakness? Use the show info skill. Astor heard some helpful adventuring info. We're good. I think we saw everything we need to see. Is there anything else I need to buy from the item shop? Not with that much gold. Nobody's leveling up. Oh, somebody's got some skills. Hold up. He doesn't. Can't use them. She doesn't have enough. Let's explore for a bit. Found level shop summon ticket. Oh, fight the aloe. Some hannies. Lives to protect something. Hand over that cow carriage, excuse me. When the party arrived on the scene, the overturned cow carriage in the middle of the road was surrounded by outlaws. Hand over that cow carriage, pronto. Don't lay a hand on the passenger. Oh, nice lady you've got in there, heh heh heh. Time to give you some lovin'.
Yeah!
Toa! Ugh. Gosh. Ugh. The instant the outlaw tried to touch Toa, Poncho rushed over and hit him with a diagonal slash. Good, now I've got to take a chick as a hostage. Hiya! Duh! Slightly late, Astor cut down the outlaw who was about to grab Toa. Phew, made it in time. Astor? Impressive work, Astor. You're even faster than our knights. Ah! Poncho expressed his admiration for Astor while he flailed his sword everywhere, rapidly reducing the number of outlaws. El Quixote's not an easy place to make bank at all. They didn't say there were knights like this around. They? Who's they? No matter who it was, they lied. The Knight Abundant Land of El Quixote has the fewest outlaws of any country in the world. Gosh! Gah! Pancho's sword, full of fury, cleaved through the outlaw's armor, submerging them all in a sea of blood. Wait, don't kill them! Outlaws deserve nothing but death. You should question them first. What if they got allies? Ah, that's absolutely right. I'm always so merciless that I've never thought about it. Well, it happens to everyone. No, it doesn't. Once the outlaws appear to be wiped out and they confirm no more while hiding in the area, Aster spoke to Toa. You okay? I didn't realize you were in El Quixote. Yes, thank you. Thankfully there were no casualties. What? Huh? What are you shouting about now? It's this time already? I actually have a meeting with someone important in Vefuente. But at the same time, I can't just leave this passenger unattended to. This is a pickle. Then we'll see them to the capital. Oh, can you do that for me? Sure, we know Toa anyway. Then please do. Pancho bowed to the party, then told his subordinates to handle the rest and ran off. He's kind of frenetic. I don't know if someone like that should be a general. The party decided to take Toa to the capital of El Quixote. Thank you so much for saving me. When they arrived at the capital, Toa bowed to the party. Seriously, don't worry about it. This exchange had already happened several times on the way there. When you said you were heading to the next town, I didn't know you meant El Quixote. I never thought we'd see each other again. Oh, are you on a honeymoon? Nothing so lovely, no. Hey, what's a honeymoon? It's where after a couple gets married, they go on a vacation and do various things to become closer. Oh, then this is a honeymoon for me and Aster. Well, what does that mean? Oh, this is Gura Gura. We just got married. I'm Gura Gura. Hello. Oh, you were there when I told my story in Lancelot. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Thanks. I see. So you married Aster. What? Wow, her reactions are pretty funny. Wait, but you already had two beautiful wives, huh? How could this be? Aster was promoted to a ten knight, so he's getting more wives to carry out his duty of leaving more offspring in the world. A ten knight? Wow! Aster was lost in Eden when we first met, and now he's a ten knight. Maybe you can't judge by first impressions. Done touring already? I get the feeling there's not much to see here but factories. The kingdom of El Quixote is able to sustain its knights thanks to those factories, though. And because of the Monster Bureau, not many people seem to complain about the size of the military. Is the Monster Bureau really that nasty? Oh yeah, you didn't know about it. Why don't I explain? I just told the story of this country at one of the Big Bucks company's daycares. Volunteering again? How nice of you, Toa. I'm sure the children enjoyed it. Dealing with children seems hard. Not at all. I enjoyed listening to the elderly people who watched the children, too. The elderly people in El Quixote are excellent at telling stories, so I ended up listening to theirs when I was supposed to be telling mine. Huh? Interesting, but why is that? I wonder. Their descriptions are so vivid that it's like I'm seeing the monster burrow myself. Always about the monster burrow. I'm interested to know about that if you don't mind telling me. Okay, I can do that. I'll be ready in a moment. Yay, story time! Toa slightly blushed as she took a bundle of pictures out of her bag. El Quixote was the name of a knight who traveled with Arthur. He was said to have boundless courage and the strength even to challenge dragons. So Arthur wasn't the only one who could match the dragons. You should have heard the same thing in Lancelot. A single hero's power has its limits. The people they led here on the Exodus planned to pass right through. I know it's hot, but I think it'd be easier to live here than a desert like Lancelot. The reason being that a race known as the Kalars have long lived in this land. Kalars? The Kalars are a pointy-eared race that protect El Quixote's forest. They excel at archery and wind magic. Oh, they're elves. But the biggest difference between them and humans is that Kalars only give birth to women. That they only give birth to women? Aster, you're a little too interested in that part. Sorry, I got a little turned on there. Compared to the Kalars, the humans who harvested lumber differed greatly in philosophy, and there was no need to try and coexist. But El Quixote discovered something shocking. It was the monster burrow. Right as he heard roars from a hole at the peak of the mountain, monsters of all sizes came flooding out. It was like all the monsters in the world came from that hole. El Quixote was prepared to fight to the death. But Arthur and the witches of the Round Table ran onto the scene and stopped the monsters. Coming just in the nick of time, like any real hero. Yet, not only did the roars from the burrow not end, they echoed across the land as though they had only been angered. Even were humanity to find paradise, if the burrow was left unchecked, the mass of monsters would prevent them from coming and going as they pleased. With that in mind, El Quixote chose to remain in this land and construct a fortress from which to keep an eye on the monster burrow. That was the beginning of the Kingdom of El Quixote. So it was founded to fight against monsters? Maybe that's why there's so many muscleheads around. That's how it was originally, but the Kingdom of El Quixote had many problems following its founding.
ことができず、数年おきに紛争を繰り返す関係でした。
First, they and the Kalars were unable to understand each other and got in several fights over many years. Second, the forest took all the nutrients they would need to farm crops, so they were reliant on other countries for food.I wouldn't be satisfied with just the fruits and berries of the forest either. Third, maintaining an army to watch the borough was expensive, leaving the country in constant debt. What happens if a country's in debt? Same as anything.They go bankrupt. Whoops. Sorry, guys. I don't know how that happened. But yeah, same as anything, they go bankrupt. That means they can't even import food. Wow, that'd be bad. But 10 years ago, El Quixote became the birthplace of the Big Bucks Company.What kind of company are they? They successfully developed a miracle material called plastic that became popular worldwide. With the tax revenue from the export of plastic, El Quixote's national budget improved in less than a year. Huh. They're one of the most famous companies in the world, Aster. Now El Quixote has a massive budget to spend on their army to the point that they're now considered a great military nation. In a world that's demilitarizing, only El Quixote is spending money on their army.They say it's for keeping the monster burrow in check, so it's hard for other countries to complain. Thanks to their now plentiful funding, they've even recently improved their relationships with the Kalars. The freedom given by financial security may have been what led them to expand their thoughts and finally understand another race. But unsettling roars come from the monster burrow to this day. The Knights of El Quixote work day and night to defend against the threat.This story was brought to you by the corporation paving the way to the future with plastic, the Big Bucks Company. The end. Once Toa finished speaking and took a deep breath, the party smiled and clapped. The monster burrow sounds scary. But it does help make the people of El Quixote stay on the alert. Speaking of which, you mentioned the Big Bucks Company again at the end of the story.Yes, they pay some of my travel fees in exchange for advertising. Huh? They must have some money to spare if they're putting it into something like that. I mean, I'm sure they have to be making a ton. They won't reveal how plastic is made, so they got a monopoly on the market. They aggressively advertise in manga vision shows and newspapers too, I believe. I'm glad your stories are easy to understand. Even a dim person like me can follow them. I'm sure it's a good lesson for the kids too. It's not so much meant to be a lesson. I just want to show the world the children who can't travel on their own. Don't worry, you get that feeling across. Thank you. But by the way, Rishik, you're Princess Croix's sister, aren't you? The one who's about to go through a marriage ceremony? Yep, that's right. Wow, I knew it. I was stunned by how pretty you were before, but I didn't realize it until later. What marriage ceremony? Aster, you don't know? Nope. Well, Aster's from Fresh Fish Island. They're pretty isolated from the rest of the world. Remember how my sister's engaged to the Prince of the Capital Empire? Yeah. Right around when their engagement was announced, the church unveiled a new story about Mother Eve. What, Mother Eve's story is still ongoing? What we know about Mother Eve is all excerpts from a scripture called the Evenicle that's in the church's possession. The Evenicle? I don't know much about what's in it either. What's the story like? Essentially, it's a love story about how Mother Eve created humanity. After Mother Eve introduced dragons, Kalars, Poppins, and various other races into the world, she finally created a man in her own image. Huh? There were no men at first? Aster, you have to at least know that already. In the beginning, there was only Mother Eve, meaning women. Men were made later. Huh? Is that how it went? And once Mother Eve had spent a lot of time with the man, she began to harbor some special feelings for him. Then one day, she locked the man away in one of three towers where they lived and secluded herself on an island. Still, she wanted to see the man again, but she was ashamed. She took several detours before returning to her tower when... The man who was supposed to be locked in a different tower greeted Mother Eve with a smile. Looking at the smile made Mother Eve aware of her special feelings towards the man, so she swore to love him for all eternity. Then it said that the three towers glowed as though to celebrate, and the world was enveloped in joy. Ha! What a wonderful story! Makes me think that romantic stories are okay sometimes. I know. Mother Eve's actions up to when she swore love to the man are going to be reenacted by Princess Croix. That's what people are referring to as the marriage ceremony. Huh? What? You don't seem that interested. I'm more interested in knowing what Mother Eve did with the man, personally. You too, Aster? That story gives me some naughty thoughts. Huh? Why naughty? I mean, it's about a man and a woman spending time together. Don't you think they did something? Is there something special you would do with a man? Aster, I don't think Toa's gonna get it. Jeez, don't corrupt this pure girl. I'm not really trying to. Just that it's a wedding between a prince and princess is lovely enough, but that they're reenacting Mother Eve's actions, it's magnificent. Wait, I'm sorry I started talking about this out of nowhere. I'm just so glad. Don't worry about it. I'll tell Croy there's a girl. Can't wait for the ceremony. I couldn't ask for that. Getting to watch it on Magivision is enough for me. What are you doing now, Toa? If you've got time, we could thank you by doing something for you. Oh no, I forgot it's time for my boat to leave. What, again? I'm sorry, I wasn't expecting to run into you. I'll be heading off to the next country by boat then. Take care. Okay, thanks. I'm sure we'll meet again. Okay. Toa blushed at Aster's assurance as she ran off into the busy streets of El Quixote. Now what should we do? Until we can meet with the king again, all we can really do is try investigating Snake Crest ourselves. Snake Crest was Master's, I mean Rockford's organization, right? Yep. There was a letter with the same seals on Rockford's eye sitting on the desk. What could that have been? Huh? There was in the king's office? Yeah, his desk had a letter with that seal on it. Huh, and you noticed it. That's our ranger. Maybe the king's involved with Snake Crest. Think he's avoiding a meeting with Eden so they didn't so they don't find out? Whatever the reason, he's pretending to have nothing to do with them. We have to drive him into a corner somehow. After how he treated us, I doubt we'll get the chance to meet him for a while. Nah, we can't just sit around and wait. Let's ask Pancho for help and get a meeting by force if we have to. Then we'll have to go after Pancho. Was it Velfuente you went to? You can get to Velfuente by going east of the capital. Alright, there's no time to waste. Let's go. In order to seek assistance from Pancho, the party hurried to Velfuente. Alright, and that's where we're gonna end it. You've learned a lot. You've learned about the history of El Quixote and the Eve Nicol itself, which appears to be a love story, but there's more to it, obviously. And we'll find out more as we continue on through Eve Nicol. I'll see you next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner with Eve Nicol.